I stopped breathing.
You can't hear if you're breathing.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
Hey, you think you hear something? Stop chewing.
Stop chewing.
There's a lot going on.
Whole situation down. Of breathing wasn't happening for all of that. That was fire.
Just holding your breath.
That was fire.
Oh, there's more.
Welcome back to the real world, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back.
What's up?
I wish I could call you C-3PO.
Damn.
Say that one more time.
C-3PO.
Who?
Why is that?
Because I just heard some C-3PO.
I don't like his walk, though.
His walk is the weakest.
Actually, he walked like he got a shotgun in his pant leg.
I was just watching.
Because it don't bend.
It don't.
I was just watching Grogu walk.
Oh, Grogu's ridiculous.
He don't walk regular. His legs don't move. He still move like a cartoon.
Spike Lee movie? Or
like,
he just
like, have you ever Spike seen a cartoon? Like
a glider?
Like, have you ever seen a cat? I wish the listeners that's listening to this on Spotify or wherever you're listening to it without video. But look, the pump. He's walking.
Oh, shit.
Like he's tough.
Man, walk. Shoulder to shoulder.
Shoulder to shoulder.
And when he lifts his, like he lifts his body, lifts.
Moves his shoulders and his like hips at the same way.
Is that robotic?
2D?
Bro, it's
he's moving 2D.
It's like when the Muppets, when you first saw Muppets move.
But what's so funny though? You want to know what's so funny? When I seen a cat walk like that in a cartoon, I thought he was the coldest. I was like, that nigga's walking.
So he's gonna walk you down.
Yeah. Destroy.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
If I seen a nigga in real life walk me down with shoulders.
Destroy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, there's a dude on
YouTube. He wants that.
Hey, you seen that cat?
He wants problems. He wants that.
Bro.
Pause.
There's a dude.
Dewey Cox, walk hard.
There's a dude on YouTube right now. He's built like straight, like he's built like Gorilla. Just straight gorilla. He's just built like this.
I think I know who you're talking
He's
about.
Got no neck.
Yeah.
And he walks just like that.
Yes.
Like shoulder to shoulder, arms out like that. And he'll walk in and smack
your plate.
Oh, you play out your hand.
He don't want you.
And then he'll go behind the counter.
Yeah.
And go behind the counter while the workers is there. Go behind the counter, start throwing registers. And then just start yelling and then walk out.
Because he's big as fuck.
So he's not American either.
What are you going
to
do?
So what's his point? More calcium than
what's
you
his point?
Right. Huh?
What's his point?
More calories. More said. Calcium.
He doesn't want you to eat more calories than you should.
Oh, like for real?
No, more calcium.
No.
He's really just trying to get you
to smack your KFC tenders out of you.
That wasn't KFC tenders.
It's a dietary attention getter.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you to eat more calcium.
More calcium.
Right. There it is.
Yeah, you said, okay, that's what I thought I heard.
By the way, that was that's not exactly KFC. I did not have KFC. That was Popeyes. That wasn't KFC.
I could tell by the strip. I could tell.
You could tell by the red beans.
That's it.
You could tell.
There was kind of runny. On plate.
And little, you could tell by the breading.
Yeah, it was all real food.
Yeah, you could tell by the bread.
The panko, definitely the breading.
But this will fuck me up. I pull up to the drive-thru. I said, can I get a 3-piece tender? We don't got none. I said, what you mean? She said, they frozen.
What?
I said,
who said
can't
that?
You? The
throw them out.
I said, you can't drop them in the, you can't drop them in the grease? She said, that ain't how we do that.
Oh.
How y'all do that?
Let me get the tenders. Let me get the nuggets. Let me get the fuck on. Let me get the fuck on.
That's the smartest thing you could do.
I'm good. Let me move around. Cause I don't like how you said that. Right. We don't do it like that.
Is there another way to hold on? We have actual chefs.
This is a restaurant though.
Is there another way to do this aside from what he said to do it?
I'm fine with fresh. I'm cool with you explaining to me, hey, We don't do frozen, just straight drop. We do unthaw, fresh. We ran out. I'm cool with you saying we ran out. That's fire. You said it's frozen. And then I said you can't just drop it. She said we don't do it like that.
How do you do it?
We ain't got time for
that's
that.
That's why I said, let me get the, I don't need, I'm ignore it.
Cause you cook for real.
Yeah. So if I keep going along with you.
How do you?
It's cool when they do it.
That's a real question. I don't know how my brain is broken.
I'm gonna assume she was trying to say that we do our tenders all fresh. So we don't do them frozen to straight in the grease. We do them unthawed, you know what I'm saying? A couple hours before we open, we batter them up, and then that's how we do it.
How hasn't that been done?
That's the best question.
I don't know. She just told me it was frozen.
They definitely didn't do them today or yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. You cooked them
fresh off the truck.
Yeah. They was fresh off.
You didn't do it yesterday.
Nobody did prep.
No.
And I seen two niggas that didn't have teeth throwing boxes away when I was going to the drive-thru. They didn't have teeth. So I was like,
it's probably a bad time.
Yeah, they threw the boxes away. They threw the last of the box.
Listeners, check their trunks.
I wish there was a cartoon story to this.
Listeners, we need to make one. I just want you guys to know that all these things that's happening with my man's Rico, given that everything just comes with seasoning in life.
Yes.
Seasoning?
It has some seasoning.
Have you had an epiphany? Because hold on,
you've been hearing the last podcast.
You've been hearing
Have you had an epiphany or something?
So what happened?
Have you seen a guru?
He done been to the mountaintop, cousin.
Enlightenment.
You know what happened?
Been to the mountaintop
because there been an enlightenment.
Seen the yoga.
Last few episodes, he's been real woke.
Hey, guess what? This is what happened when a nigga reads some books.
What books is you reading though?
Hey, I just been reading some books.
Nigga just picking up books and reading them.
I ain't been doing nothing.
Any book.
Just been reading some books.
He said, "You got a book? Let me read it."
Hey.
Flipping through some,
what's happening?
Some pamphlets.
What's going on? You just having a second look at things.
I just need, man.
The words are shaping your brain.
With all the craziness that's going around,
right?
With all the stress, with all the finger pointing, with all the cancel culture, with all the
right,
with all everything.
Who is this
all
nigga?
All mixed in a box.
Who is this nigga?
Who is this nigga?
Who is he?
I don't even know.
Did you wake up one day and you seen a demon standing in your front room?
I just needed to take a step back.
You
know what I'm saying? Hey, I had the James Harden step back. See if I can hit on this, and yes, I can hit on him. No, hey, pause.
Said I can hit on him.
Pause.
There ain't no pause there.
But listen,
you
gotta step back.
You had to wake him. You had a moment.
Hey, sometimes you gotta step back.
You do.
You see it.
It's hard to be a player coach.
That's fire.
It's hard.
You gotta step back.
You gotta see the game coming at you. You got to slow the game down.
Got to.
Got to. You know what I'm saying? Everything's about perspective.
Hey, that's true. All I know is people like college basketball because they feel like they going their hardest, and they are.
Purpose.
Well, that's great.
They are going.
How you feel about
But you can't play in the league like that.
How you feel about Ohio and that's Iowa, right? Iowa and LSU.
The female.
Yeah.
The women's basketball NCAA. I actually watched that game.
And was it as good as everybody said?
Well, which one are we talking about? Because there was the South Carolina game that Saturday and then the championship game with LSU.
And
because the South Carolina game was the game, too. I think it came down to a last-second shot.
No, I'm talking about the one when Shorty hit her with the you can't see me, you're not getting the ring shit.
That's the game I watched.
Okay. How was it live? Was it like that? From what you've seen, like, was it like real competitive? And
so if everybody in the room knows how I am and how I feel about women's basketball.
Right.
Listeners, if you haven't listened long enough, here you go. I don't care for it because of whatever reasons. Watching that NCAA championship game, I didn't feel like I was watching a women's basketball game. I was watching basketball.
That's a great compliment.
That's great.
And definitely, definitely from coming from your perspective on it, that's a, that's a compliment.
That's a compliment to those two teams, man.
And you think they blew the whole thing out of
No, I don't think they blew it out of proportion. I think they do what they did what they do. If your job is to write about sports,
you got to have a story, man.
You got to make a story.
Yeah,
I mean that
make
happened.
A story.
You know that happened, and it's a talking point. Let's talk about it for a second.
Ride that wave.
Well, so they're saying that like that the girl she did that to, or the young lady she did that to, had done it to her the previous game.
Well, not her, but she's done it.
She's done worse shit.
She's done it, right.
She told the motherfucker, she said, hey, you down 15 and a half, shut up.
Hey, but this
but they're supposed to be sports.
Let's be
sports.
Let's just be serious. She did it with way crazier swag.
Who did?
The one on LSU.
I don't know, man. Because
the swag was
defensive, but hold on. Hey, here's the thing, too.
The swag is just different whenever we do it.
But that's where it comes from.
Right.
That's where it comes from.
That's why.
When you're watching third grade shorties do what Draymond's doing, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing. Now it's just, it's bleeding into the women's game where the defender is at the free throw line and the offensive player is at the three-point line and she's waving her off like, I ain't even going to guard you.
Yep, yeah, yeah.
I ain't even going to guard you.
Yeah, she did do that, too.
That's street ball culture.
Yeah, that was deadly.
So where that starts and where that stops is when we get these two captains in here. And this is when the game starts. It's what we're going to tolerate or it's what we're not going to tolerate.
Yeah.
And the first time I see any hint of it, it's not even a warning. I've already warned y'all. It's a tech. And then I'm going to tell the coaches, y'all come in here. That's when you stop that. But now you got this happening, that happening, this carrying over to this game. This coach talking about playing against this team was like a bar fight. And then years ago, you got Imus talking about Rutgers.
Nappy-headed
hoes. There was some nappy-headed hoes out there.
Mm, yeah. Ooh, they look rough.
You know what I'm saying? So what are we talking about? What are we drawing these lines? Where are they coming in? It's going to happen. It's talk. They're going to create a story where there ain't a story. They're going to make a story. You know, what they doing, you can't see me. Now what they done did was they done woke Tony Yayo up.
I think this too,
dang.
I think what
they gave it to Cena and Yayo took it back.
I think what the press and non like athletic people aren't really taking into account is like when you feel like you're the best,
yeah,
and somebody else is getting light shed on them for doing things that you can do or have done.
Sure,
you're like no,
you can't do that.
This right. This is the way you one up that.
Yes.
It's competition.
Anybody who's competitive understands that.
Right.
Understand.
It's supposed to be.
I didn't done that.
I didn't realize old girl played for Maryland before.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
She had a hell of a story.
There's a hell of a story. I mean, there was a hell of a story surrounding that tournament, period. But
period.
That LSU team, Flo J. I might be saying her name incorrectly, but
Flage,
yeah, she was on the rap game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she
snapped.
She actually, I mean,
multi-talented.
She's the D. Lillard.
Yeah,
multi-talented. The NCAA. She could definitely.
Y'all saw that.
Can rap.
I was wondering. I'm like, she looked familiar until I seen somebody had posted in the comments. I'm like, oh, that is her.
It is.
Yeah, they brought it out too, man.
That's dope, though. I like that.
And that is dope. And that was kind of my point. It was just like how talented this LSU team is, and I've never even heard about them until. Mm-hmm.
Now
that game,
that's what the national stage you do,
and I think that's what kind of the point of all the extracurricular taunting was about.
Well, the chick from Iowa's been doing it all year consistently.
She's a dog, though.
So yeah,
she'll drag you.
Yeah,
so to get to this point, this is what we doing, this is what I've been doing. You know what I'm saying? So
she ain't used to this.
I mean, this used to what.
Used to that.
Oh, well, no, just think about it.
Like
that.
Like
the
majority
the
of your games are Big Ten. You're not facing LSU type players.
Yeah.
Or even that stage or them crowds.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, like you said, it's a, and this is the Final Four. This is, I mean, you, this is the tournament. So every, there's only a certain number. They be coming down. Yeah, that's, you know, just as a competitor.
So LSU was definitely the underdogs in this, right?
I don't even know if I could say that. I think that
either way, the best two
Caitlin
teams.
Caitlin Clark just might just happen to be the number one or two best.
I think she's going first. I think she's gonna be number one first round.
She's a junior, isn't she? Is she staying?
I doubt it.
She better
not when they throw them numbers around. Even though them numbers ain't compared to the NBA, but shit, it's still. I mean, it's better.
What degree is she getting? It might depend on the degree.
What do they offer up there?
Say we'll give you $100,000 right now for 4 years. So you want to do it? Say,
No. She making a lot of NIL money.
Oh, yeah, they do that now.
So
yeah.
she might
want to milk a little more of that before she get up out of there.
I guarantee you, it might be more lucrative to be an NIL recipient as a WNBA player than it is to have a WNBA salary.
How many of them jerseys? Telling you, after this tournament, man.
All right. I think the highest paid player is Brittany Griner. And she was going over to Russia with Hashish to play. So if that gives you a, you know, remember, that's because I know the history. There was a time where professional athletes, male athletes, had jobs in their offseason.
Oh, man.
That was a real thing.
It was
a
time.
Just like senators.
Just like senators.
Where do a senator? Where the fuck do they work?
The House. We work at the House.
Jobs in the off season.
No, they usually be lawyers and
dentists,
politickers.
There's a couple of dentists out there. Wow,
bro. Entrepreneurs.
Oh my God.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah, it'll be.
I thought you was a dentist. I've seen them.
They all look like dentists.
Fixing teeth.
They look.
Oh, man.
Oh my God.
Do y'all go to the dentist regularly?
Yeah.
You should. Guys, take care of yourself.
Yeah. I learned my lesson.
Take care of yourself.
I learned my lesson.
Wow, you had that Camp Crystal Lake bomb.
Motherfucker came in and looked at me and said, oh, he got the point. This gotta go. And then you sitting there, mouth wide open, and a woman looking right in your shit said, Said, yeah, he ain't been in here. And it's crazy, they can look and just see, say, yeah, you ain't been in about four, how long you ain't been here? Let's get this shit. And I don't like getting my shit pulled. I don't like getting my teeth pulled either. That shit irks my nerves.
You should.
It makes my brain feel like it's going to burst every time they get to. Nah, I don't.
Yeah, you got to get. Yeah.
Man, you just go, Angel, get your shit clean. Shit. I need to stop what I'm eating, though. That'll help. I get cleans.
You like candy?
No, I like hot shit.
Does that make a difference?
Yeah, yes. Chips and shit like that.
What's that do?
Fuck your teeth up. I got told that like hot, I guess, because like I eat a lot of chips and shit. I don't eat candy like that. And like I don't like eat like a lot of like cakes and shit like that neither.
So you don't eat sweet, you're not a carbs?
Yeah, I'm not big on sweets and all that.
Chips, carbs.
But that's what he told me. He could be lying. I don't know.
Chips, carbs.
He said, you like hot chips? I said, yeah. He said, stop that. Stop that. I was like, why? He's like, stop that. I said, chips is like bad. He said, just stop the hot chips. That was all he told me.
It was just a dentist?
Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right. He's been my same dentist. Been my same dentist for like 6 years. All right. Shit, if you say stop eating, all right, I'll try.
Because he was like, stop coming in.
But he didn't even break it down to me. He didn't even break it down what it was for.
Hot chips?
He said, hey.
Say stop eating hot chips and coming in here.
You know, he said, stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it. Stop eating the hot chips. I said, all right.
No more.
MSG.
Yeah.
Stop it.
There's people that have an allergic reaction to that.
To MSG?
Yes.
What happens?
Swell up.
Oh, just from
the
sand.
The whale.
Golly.
That, isn't that a movie?
Yes, that is.
That Brendan and Fraser.
Nigga put 200 pounds on
him. He's so mad he didn't get a Grammy. Not a Grammy. They don't get a Grammys. They get an Oscar.
He can't.
He was mad, though. He's like, come on, man. I ruined my life for this role, and y'all won't even recognize it. They're like, do more Illuminati shit, dude.
Yeah.
You played in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure in Mummy.
Encino Man.
He's still frozen.
They froze him out.
Didn't he do a... He was in Mummy. I was going to say, didn't he do some Lost Journey looking for something?
He was in two mummies.
I don't know, but you got to do... You gotta play a part.
National Treasure or something.
No, to the middle of the earth or some shit.
It's something like that.
Journey to the middle of the earth.
Yes. I've often said he'll ruin a good movie.
Wasn't he Tarzan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a Tarzan.
Yeah.
Tarzan.
There's no movie that he's done worth an Oscar. But I haven't seen The Whale. So
damn, maybe. Hold on. I never thought about that.
I haven't seen The Whale.
They have a fucking movie yet?
I haven't either. We tried to watch it, but...
But when
what
but
is
wait,
it about?
Time out. But this from an outside perspective, when I seen it...
It looked fire.
On
though.
My Fire TV options...
So you wasn't buying it?
As soon as I seen The Whale...
Pirates of the
Frasier.
You laughed.
I did. That was the first thing that did.
Hey, how'd you laugh? Did you first. Like chuckle or just like, ha? Like, yeah, I'm paying for that.
Bro, did you laugh because I know he's mad he didn't get the award.
He always looked like he's mad he didn't get the award.
Did you belly laugh when you saw it?
I didn't belly laugh, but I said.
A bellow.
A belly laugh.
When you want to method act and then ruin your life, that's on you.
No lie. This is bad.
There's people that don't come out of method.
The first thing I thought, when I seen it, and this is no lie, I thought it was a documentary on him. And now he's the whale.
Wow.
I didn't think of it as a movie.
That's why he's mad.
Yeah. That's worse.
But that's what I thought. I was like, oh, he's the whale.
You know
now.
Y'all know what it's about, right?
I don't.
It's supposed to be lined up for an Oscar based off the story. It's basically about an obese teacher trying to amend his broken relationship with his daughter.
And not his obesity?
Bingo.
See, the whale.
That's why he didn't win.
Hey,
yeah.
Well.
It's a whale.
Well.
Well,
it's not healthy to carry all that weight. Well.
Man, I seen the turkey man in traffic.
Turkey man said he need a block. We need to holler at Gregory.
He's the plug. Hey, he the plug on that.
How do you guys feel?
I mean, that's who's going to buy.
Langfelder is gone.
Langfelder got the not. He didn't. His people didn't show up.
What? Like, I'm surprised.
I'm surprised too. When I found. First of all, what's her name? Mayor Misty
Buescher.
Buescher.
She had propaganda everywhere. So I was like, man. This
seen it everywhere.
Who is this? And I was like, well, he's, you know, got the firefighters and the police, right? She went to the union and got them votes.
She was the treasurer.
Yeah.
Go where that money at.
She had the money bag.
She said, I'm going to take that guarantee.
What you say before, I don't want to put this two and two together, but that's where the money... And she did... They did say this. She spent way more on her campaign than Langfelder.
I think Langfelder thought it was an easy look.
How long can you ride the wave?
He thought it was open gym layup style?
How long can you ride the wave?
He didn't campaign, did he?
I don't think he did. I don't know.
He missed you with it, didn't he?
He missed me with it.
Uh-oh.
I got one card in the mail.
Hey, you know what? What's so crazy, though? I just knew he was going to win.
I did, too.
I just knew he was going to win.
Hot shit, cool off.
Just knew it.
How you know?
Langfelder's been the man.
See, I don't even be knowing. I ain't even gonna lie. I don't even.
This does change things. I believe she is a Republican, isn't she?
She is.
And he's Democrat,
this,
apparently.
This is against the state rules.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Did he win by default?
Huh?
Did he win by default?
He lost.
He lost.
Oh, he lost.
He lost.
Oh, so was this a chain of events?
Sound like it. No. I just don't know what the chain of events was, but he lost.
He lost. Our friend
vote.
Lisa Badger didn't win.
She didn't win.
No. Somebody else ran.
I don't know, but Lisa Badger didn't win.
What? Lakeisha Purchase won.
Yeah. Pitts.
Micah.
He won.
Mm-hmm. Micah Miller. School board. Who's Pitts? I don't know them.
Calvin, I don't know
Calvin
them.
Pitts.
Who them boys over there?
Calvin Pitts.
There you go.
I'm drawing a blank. What's his name? Roy Williams Jr.
Roy Williams Jr.
He won.
Yeah, was he fifth ward? No, he's just fifth.
Third, what is SG? Sue?
He's two.
So this was third ward for...
Okay.
But why were you doing this? Let me just get to the...
Get the Googleables.
Yeah. Did y'all vote? No, is the answer to all of everybody.
You're a great man.
I voted.
No, you didn't.
You did? That's cap, nigga. I seen you out to eat.
He said that's cap.
That's cap.
Everybody knows that's cap.
Yeah. Everybody listening is like...
hey, he said that shit with a little sticker.
Said, where did you even go to vote?
Wait a minute, guys. I went right down the street on...
That sticker should still be in your car.
I went right down the street on MacArthur, or right off of MacArthur. On the outer park.
Yep, he didn't go.
To the Board of Elections. matter of fact, I went to Washington Park.
To vote? That sounds like I was going to
the pavilions they got.
The pavilion, bro?
Yes.
Which one?
I just do them by mail.
The one that all of more white people was in.
Wow.
Whoa. Washington Park is right.
So all of
more.
More than I was in. Because niggas wasn't in there.
Niggas wasn't in there.
They wasn't.
I said, where's the niggas?
Let's talk about that. You think it's a... Why you think we don't be voting like that? Why you think that is?
Well...
Voting like what? Because I mean,
like as a culture, like
a lot of these niggas can't vote anyway.
Like for real.
Let me ask you this:
Why do you think that is a thing to be said?
Let me ask you this:
If we can't answer that, why do you think that is a thing to be said?
Is there not one person that you talk to in your family that thinks the government is against you?
Is there anybody?
Like, is there some like? Do you have nobody in your family that believes that?
Change that. Is there someone?
Ask that. Right, yeah, I'm asking.
You got to ask that better.
Is there someone in your family who believes the government is against them for any reason?
Yes.
I mean, everybody.
Financial. I mean, economic. I mean,
everybody.
Exactly.
Okay.
You got to play a big role in
that. That's the reason.
And I don't have a single person that doesn't believe that in my.
So family. So you said culturally, what? We just had Martin Luther King's, assassination was, 55 years?
Yeah, all my heroes have been assassinated.
Okay,
So
now that was what?
That's
what?
That's the answer.
Hold on,
all of my heroes have been assassinated.
Let's answer the question.
All of them.
The 60s. That wasn't that long ago.
It really wasn't.
It wasn't. Okay,
I'm 40-something. I was born in the 70s.
Right.
So let's say that's 50-some years ago.
Right.
Not 60 years ago. So... People are dying or have died about voting, about rights, about regular stuff.
Yeah.
About sitting at countertops and eating lunch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Going to the bathroom.
So the other part of it is representation doesn't look like us.
Right.
You know? So culturally voting, you gotta believe in what you're voting for, or it's just a exercise of I'm gonna vote for you or you. And then when you really realize that there's one party,
right,
then you'd be like,
what the fuck? Yeah.
So, like I've heard Cuz say before, to make change, you got to do it at a local level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? First. That's where it matters, where you live right now, versus you worried about the state. Then you worried about, you know, I hear a lot of people saying, I'm leaving the state and going where to Missouri? We're going where to Wisconsin? I hear Wisconsin's the best. No, I hear Wisconsin's the worst one in the union. Mississippi's the poorest and Wisconsin's the worst. Just telling you what I've heard. You know what I'm saying? I haven't done the research, but.
That's what I heard.
So where are you going to go in this union? The grass ain't greener on the other genocide, period.
Right.
You know, so where you've been, where you've died about voting or died because you tried to vote.
Right.
Or died because you're trying to get voted in.
Right.
You kill the momentum for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's you become apathetic about it. That's why culturally, and then like I said, when you keep doing that, then you pretty much got it on autopilot.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we get somebody of our color in, first thing we saying, that's a talking nigga. Off the rip.
Right.
Off the rip. Off the rip. First one in there.
Well, it's right.
Or they are.
There's validity to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, we have an understanding that, you know, if most politicians or all politicians are controlled by somebody, you better believe that one is.
For sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
For sure.
You know he's controlled.
He has to be.
Yeah,
he
won't even be a character
in the game.
He loses.
But do you think like?
But there's proof of these things.
But do you think they are picked or are they like?
Yes.
They're like. Oh, he looks like a good candidate from high school. We're gonna watch him. See how far he goes.
I don't think it's that.
You don't think it's like that? No. They ain't drafting niggas?
No.
I don't think that works.
Grooming all the,
he said they grooming. Drafting niggas.
I don't think it really works like that. I think that these people position themselves and then that happens.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Hand picking things
because
they're
the
watching the game.
That'd be sick. Because they was just sitting there like, yeah, I like him.
Check this out. Because even if, let's say you get in the game, right?
Right.
You're only going to be surrounded by people that don't look like you anyway. So whether what y'all just said is true or not, by de facto, it is true. Because, you know what I mean? You're, if you want to play in this game, none of us look like you that's playing in this game. If you join in this game, somebody has to have
it. So then you're Carlton.
You should expect it.
Exactly.
You're Carlton.
Because we all play by these rules.
You should expect what?
Huh?
You should expect
to be controlled in this game.
You should expect that your competition ain't going to look like you.
Well, not even just that, but you should expect that the competition that doesn't look like you is going to control you because they're all being controlled. They're all controlling each other.
Follow our narrative and get your ass on.
Right.
Somebody's in charge of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Period.
Soros.
That's true.
That's a sad reality, ladies and gentlemen. That's a reality that some people might not be able to...
That's a reality of society.
I mean, niggas do it at their jobs.
But there's some people that couldn't fathom that.
They can't even understand. Because
that.
Freedom is having 31 flavors to pick from of ice cream. That's freedom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Welcome my dog in this park with this license and picking up his crap. That's a freedom. You know what I'm saying? So then you start taking certain things away, then what does freedom look like? So when you live in this box, you know, you choose how you choose to be free in your controlled environment.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going on politics.
Politics, as usual.
I don't like politics.
Would you run?
Say what?
You'll run for alderman?
I should run for alderman.
Go ahead and run.
I'm gonna help you.
But nigga, I have to figure out how to get his name on a ballot. How do we get his name?
What's this speech is gonna sound like?
I don't trust any
so
of that.
I'm gonna need a PR team.
We need this on this side.
No,
never mind. We don't.
Hey, soon as it come out,
Ladies and gentlemen, listen. As the alderman of Ward number two, I promise you the same thing DMX promised you, niggas.
Oh, my God.
Hey, niggas are trying to figure out how to get you on the ballot. I promise you,
Rough Riders. Dogs.
Barking.
And this, is right here.
The same thing that nigga.
More Kittles.
Barking.
This is how you get Yep, you'll get 80% of the vote and not be put in office.
I don't care.
You'll get 80% of the vote and not get put in office.
That's ridiculous.
That's stupid.
Eric Mays got in just like that.
Who's Eric Mays for the listeners that don't know who that man is?
80 a Detroit politician.
Detroit.
Man,
hard. He's like a city councilman.
He'll ruffle your school clothes.
Puck is, he's live on TikTok. That's all
pops
I know.
Up in them
oh, yeah. He's live on
TikTok. He lets them have it.
He gives it all to him.
He lets him have
pause.
Oh my God. He said, now you're a racist. And I know you is. I said, dang, this he don't even stop.
Look at his haircut though.
Now listen, nigga, I'll get you out of here. Order right now, Kenan.
That picture.
Bro.
Right.
Yeah, I've come never on, seen bro.
That. That's Samuel Jackson, uncle.
Hey, the light, like, the light.
Samuel Jackson plays him.
He looks exactly
I can't wait till he's played by
next
Samuel.
Year.
He
next
looks
year.
Like
hey, he's gonna play him well.
Fam looks like he doesn't get lined up. His hair is just like that.
It's just like yeah, it's just like
hey,
that.
Hey,
it's
hey.
Lined up.
Shit, all
what?
The clown.
What is that?
What is
he said, just wash my shit. I'm gone.
Hey, y'all keep messing around. They finna call in on us.
That
guess
nasty.
What?
We ain't even got called in.
I would love Eric Mays to come through just to. I just want to see what he's really like.
You see, why doesn't play games.
Why they got it?
He doesn't play. He's not coming through.
Why they got him in oranges? Why they got him in oranges? For why they got him in this far?
How come man, every time
he's been there before?
He's been there.
I don't know.
He
it could
to.
Be all cat.
Any nigga, no. Any nigga comfortable with all orange from top to bottom. You done been there.
He done been there.
You done been there.
Why they got him like that?
Then when last time you bought an all orange outfit?
Somebody didn't put. Hey, somebody didn't put him in on. Somebody didn't made that picture.
Listen, there's when's the last time you bought an all orange outfit?
When the last time you thought? When the last time you bought an orange T-shirt?
Syracuse orange.
Niggas don't wear citrusy shit like that. When the last time you bought an orange T-shirt?
Hey,
orange
at,
pants.
I need more.
Look
orange.
At how he.
No, the orange pants. When's the last time you bought orange pants?
Yeah, when
that's
you
never happened. That's never happened. In
if I
life.
Go in y'all niggas' closet, don't nobody got shit orange in their closet.
Not pants.
That's
nobody.
Not
and definitely not pants. You
not
might
true.
Have an orange strip on a striped shirt, but you yes. not having all orange.
I don't have anything orange in my wardrobe.
I know you don't.
I got an orange you know IDP
it's
hoodie.
It's
I got an orange IDP hoodie.
That's
different. You just said don't nobody got nothing orange in their
clothes. I got a little.
That's not really orange though.
It's bright orange.
That's,
orange.
Like, it's that's, bright. That's not orange.
That's orange.
I got
it ain't red. Really.
You think that's orange? You
hey, call man, that I just, orange? I just got an orange crew neck sweatshirt like in the mail today.
I definitely got orange.
I feel like that's
I got
like,
orange. I got colors.
I feel
so
like
you
that's,
got
an
orange Nike Tech jogger.
I got a,
from top
just,
to bottom?
I got
not,
a red
never
one.
Just orange.
I got a red
never
one.
Never just orange. I got an orange and navy blue couple of things.
See, but that's what I'm saying.
That's
niggas,
your vibe. It's
but niggas
different.
Don't have all orange.
Right.
You better not.
That's what I'm saying.
You could.
You're going to look like
who?
A convict.
Who could?
You better not.
Who
could
be top to bottom?
Really look like convict.
Top to bottom.
I don't wear nothing the same color
you
top
ain't,
to
you
bottom.
Ain't, you ain't seen what you just had?
That's a one piece, too.
That's baby unless, boy.
I don't think anybody
unless,
should wear one
unless,
piece
unless it's a jogging suit.
One
that's
color.
A one piece.
If it's a jogging suit, that's a one piece.
Yeah, yeah.
He stepped
think,
into that outfit.
What are we talking about?
I don't think anybody should wear that.
Orange.
Baby boy do it.
I don't. Me personally, I don't think anybody should wear.
Who's
on
baby
one,
boy?
Baby boy will do it.
On baby boy,
Jody?
I don't.
Jody
on baby boy,
do
I don't
it.
Think anybody should
Jody
do
Jody will do it. He'll do the one piece.
Hold on. Speaking of Jody, speaking of Tyrese, they're doing another fucking movie. Can somebody write in and tell them to stop?
What movie? Which
not
one? Another fast movie?
No. Fast. Please Tell them to stop. No more 12? Fucking cars.
Is it 12?
No. Fast Forever. I can't wait till that come out.
Yeah. Oh, Vin Diesel. Stop the fucking movie.
Did you say Fast Forever?
Fast Forever.
Please stop.
Matter of fact, Fast Xfinity. After that one.
Fast Xfinity. What's the last one you watch? Be a all thousand. Of them. You're lying.
I've watched them all.
I've seen them all.
When's the last one you enjoyed then?
I don't know.
Okay, the fact that you didn't enjoy the, you don't remember, y'all didn't watch it. Y'all scanned it.
I watched it.
And as you asked me, when's the last time I enjoyed a movie? I don't even know when the last time I enjoyed a movie was.
That's fair.
That's real shit though.
That's fair.
Wait a minute. He's a different type of.
No, bro. That's fair. Listen to what he said. You can't. Hey, I guarantee you. When was the last movie you enjoyed?
I've enjoyed a lot of movies.
No, don't do Stop that. It. No, answer, no, you're gonna answer the question.
But it depends.
You're gonna answer the question.
But it's all perspective, though.
I enjoy going to see.
No, what was
now,
the
were
last?
You entertained?
Right now, I can tell.
Or did you enjoy Creed? Were you entertained?
I like Creed. I did like Creed. But wait, I enjoyed going to see Avatar in 3D.
Did you just see that? The new one.
I've seen it.
The new one.
I've seen it.
In 3D.
In 3D. I enjoyed it.
the newest one that just came out.
I've seen it. I enjoyed it.
He keeps saying I enjoyed it.
What was the one before that?
Titanic.
I don't watch Titanic.
Hey, Baby Boy was your last favorite movie?
What was Baby Boy?
Titanic 25. I enjoyed it.
I know niggas that enjoyed Titanic though.
Who? Name a nigga right now. Say his government name on here right now. Saying government name on here right now.
I can't tell.
I hope whoever that is has holes in their Easter Sunday socks.
Nigga who likes Titanic.
A nigga
probably likes.
Say his government
they
name.
They have a nose ring.
Say his government name.
Holes in your church socks.
Holes in your church socks.
They like the Brewers.
Yeah.
They like the Brewers.
They like Cleveland. Like,
do you know any Brewer fans?
Yeah.
I don't know one.
Robin Yount.
I don't know one.
That's what I'm saying. Walking around with a nose ring?
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
In a Brewer's hat.
He got a nose ring.
And he's watching Titanic. That's his weekend.
It sound like Dahmer.
Yeah, that's
some Dahmer stuff. Bro.
That's a Dahmer.
He just killed. Hey, damn.
That's the movie he's playing for you.
We just killed that whole city.
Yeah. Real quick.
Die right here. San
Francisco. He's die right here.
That's where Dahmer came from. I was like, where did the, okay, I got I'm following.
But now. didn't the CEO of Cash App just die in San Francisco? Did he just get stabbed in San Francisco?
He died in Frisco.
He got stabbed to death.
Stabbed up.
Man, it's wild out there. That's different.
In San Fran?
Hey, they're doing what they
picked, was he picked off?
Say all of that again. Yes. Say all of that again.
The CEO of Cash App was stabbed to death in San Fran?
Creator and CEO.
Okay,
so right. He was stabbed up on
these street, people huh? that are closely attached to crypto.
Yeah.
Keep coming up dead.
Yeah.
Why? Yes.
Because, man, you're messing with the money.
It started with SFB. And now.
But it didn't start with SFB.
You think it's before that?
It started well before that. Ooh. SFB which was Sam Bankman-Fried.
Was that the warning?
About the was that FTX. The... No, that was the Trojan horse.
Oh. Mm.
That was the way that they could get into.
It is. Because of what they was doing with it. You're right. Because they funded all of it.
They funded all of it so they can legislate it.
They funded all of it.
In its collapse.
To see how it worked.
Not even to see how it worked. To legislate it in its collapse.
Ooh.
Wow. Because it wasn't failing.
Till all the money gone.
Exactly. Because there's no other way that they would be able to get their hands on anything crypto-wise and build legislation around trying to control it, because at the end of the day, there's no way to control it if you truly understand it. What he was doing was traditional banking things.
Right.
So,
and applying it to something that doesn't have traditional banking rules.
Exactly. So that within itself is a red flag. Why are you holding your cryptocurrency with a third party and not yourself? That's what you get. That's exactly what you get. That's the point. It's like when there's a bank run, how you gonna get your money? If the ATM don't work.
That shit's still happening, by the way. It hasn't stopped.
It's not gonna stop.
It hasn't stopped.
And that's the part of the point. It's like, well, this isn't gonna stop, but you're not gonna be able to, we're not just gonna let you make up new money.
No.
Without us, hey. Stop that shit.
We gotta slow you down because they know what I just said. Once it's open, they can't do nothing with it. So we gotta slow it down so we can try to understand it first. Right? And now, since this is a space where they don't even need us and it's invisible to everybody, unless you want it visible, we have to get a player in the game. And we have to make sure that fails so we can say, look, this is bad. We have to save everybody from this. And these are the rules governing that.
Everybody needs a superhero.
Right. That's just common government. Give you a problem and solve it. Hey, here's this problem. It wasn't one until you showed up. Oh, well, we got the solution. I bet you do.
Charge you for it.
He's played by Valcom.
So they're never going to let you just create new money, crowdfund businesses, and become the wealthiest companies in the world.
Without them having foot and hand in that.
Absolutely.
So what is it about? Is it the BRICS project a real thing where Brazil, Russia, China, a couple of other places is like US dollar, that ain't what we want.
Yeah, because it's similar.
Our money now. It's yen. We're using this. Is that a thing now?
It possibly could be, but we're using yen to do what?
Well, I've heard that there's a they don't want to use the U.S.
dollar. Anti-U.S. dollar.
Russia, Brazil,
as China. The base, the highest currency.
Well, peep this. Then don't use it.
See where it gets.
Don't say it. Just don't do it then. Because now all you doing is trying to see what's up. Right?
That's true.
I feel like they are trying to see what's up.
They not trying to see what's up because what is your point? Not your point.
Sure.
What is the point of that unless you're going to do that? Right? So either we switching off the dollar because it's not valuable enough or we're not. Or we're looking into this. They're reporting it. We're looking into it. So, and that, well, my point is, then don't mess with the dollar.
And that's how the U.S.
see what happens.
That's how the U.S. is said, don't use it. Give fuck. Don't use
it. Well, I have a question. So what's the best way to accumulate wealth? I guess to retain wealth or what's the best way to accrue wealth in this country?
Starting at what point, what type of person?
So not just to have wealth, but to pass down wealth.
Right. What type of person are we talking about? With nothing, starting with nothing or starting
with? No, not starting with nothing. Just let's say middle class.
What's middle class?
Middle class, by definition, would probably be somebody that was making no more than $400,000
a year.
Yeah.
Damn.
So they got to make no more than $400,000.
Right.
Okay. So what's the class below that?
We're slums. We in the fucking slums right now.
Right. Is that the poverty class?
I thought he was gonna say 40,000.
He said
400.
He said 400.
We poor as fuck right now.
Damn.
So that's
no cap. No cap.
We need to get our money up.
So this is lower class.
Lower class. Okay. So I'm gonna say lower class. So I'm gonna say lower class.
Dirt class.
If lower class wanted to start.
So that's why I said, what type of person we talking about? Because you said wealth. Okay. So what we talking about, poverty, lower class, it's going to be hard to pass wealth.
Right.
But there's a way to do that.
Yeah.
What's the most common way to do that?
Nigga die with some health insurance.
The most common way to do that is to take out a life insurance policy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trust on.
Have that cash liquid and use it for real estate. Leverage your credit so when you die, you have all your money and debt into credit cards because that doesn't pass when you're on your death.
Yeah.
Okay.
So your family doesn't have to use your life insurance policy to pay your debt off when you die.
Right.
You're already locked and loaded.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You pass that shit down. So motherfuckers can live off percentages of that
so
shit.
So you F the credit card company by sticking them with the debt upon your death.
Right.
By using your insurance policy for having hundreds of thousands of dollars to live off of.
So what about middle class? How would they pass down with?
The same thing at the end of the story. Right. But at the other time, you would be saving in your 401k. You would... might have a side business that might be able to spark something.
Right.
You might have an investment or something that goes pretty decent for you.
Okay.
And again, you're going to pass it down. And we're talking about passing things down.
You're not keeping it.
So you got to change that into because there's, you know, there's taxes when you pass it.
Yeah, they tax that money.
Yeah.
If you pass your money on to your kids, they're going to tax it.
So you want to, again, so you want to spread things out. If you're, if we're talking about passing things down, you're talking about probably passing it to your kids, mm-hmm. right? So you want to give them the man kit that you collected during your manhood.
Right.
So here's a collection of my guns.
Right.
Here's my wallets. Here's my chains. Here's my watches. Here's my silver. Here's my gold. Here's my baseball cards. Here's my.
Yeah.
That's wealth, because that's what I liked my whole life.
Right.
Damn. Hey, Todd.
That car in the garage.
Look at
that
C3.
Gangster Cadillac in the garage, yeah. Cuz said I could drive it.
That Cutlass.
Hey, look at C3 left. Yeah. Look at his left wrist. He wasn't playing.
Anakin hand.
You see? Hey, Giganti.
Yeah.
So what about the housing market? What about like purchasing a home?
What about it for who?
Right now?
Yeah, yeah. Personal home. So like, if
now's not the time.
Get your ass beat.
Now's not the time
to answer Ty's question. But right. What do you mean?
No, I agree with that. It's now's definitely not the time.
Hell no.
Well, the reason why I asked all of that is because according to the New York Post, and I'm just going to read the title, how corporations are buying up houses, robbing families of the American dream. And what that basically means is that they're buying up corporations like Wall Street corporations are buying up houses and then flipping them and making people rent out of them as opposed to having that home ownership.
Absolutely. And that's going to only continue.
Right.
There's groups.
Right.
There's groups of people that come from Chicago. They send teams downstate to survey the state to see where they can make those exploits.
Right.
And currently one of them is the trailer parks. And what they'll do is they'll come and buy that whole entire trailer park. Mm-hmm. And do that.
They have people that come from overseas, right? They do the same thing from like China and stuff like that.
That's where the blueprint came.
Yeah. Okay. I thought so. Yeah.
Well, what's the problem with that? Why is that an issue?
It's an issue when you take the lens back and you look at things and it's like, do you want your community owned by the people or by a company or a corporation that doesn't live here?
They don't live there.
Do you want the people that are, do you want the responsibility for this area governed by somebody that doesn't occupy this space?
Right.
And you want their own shit.
And that's the most important thing.
And you'll be happy.
But the other thing is
this. You'll just be renting.
If I live next to you, Cannon, and I'm renting, mm-hmm. I'm renting.
Right.
My rent might be up. I might be squatting now. I might be in and out. You might be like, I ain't shit. And the next person you get in here, you'd be like, man, they worse than him.
Right.
If I own my stuff, I respect my yard. I take care of my yard. I keep my kids taken care of. I keep the bikes ain't in the yard. I don't need this stolen. You know what I'm saying? So just taking care of the property. I look out for my property. My neighbor comes and tells me when he's gone. He's like, yo, I'm going to be gone for a little while. Keep an eye on the house. Or, and vice versa. You know, like when I'm not at the crib, he knows to look out. So
there shouldn't be no traffic over here this weekend.
It looks different.
Nobody wants somebody that don't know where you're at. It's like your boss, the big boss. They don't know the job, but they're calling shots from a place where they don't even know.
Right.
Yeah. It is a difference between
you
when
want
everybody
somebody
owns.
Who knows the terrain.
Boots on the ground.
And that's kind of what the purpose of an alderman is.
Right.
In the governmental structure. They're communal based and they are walking the neighborhood.
Right. Because the other guys are not doing it.
It's too big. It's too pause. Big. The yeah. area is too vast
too much.
For
pause.
For that.
That's just a basic managerial standard.
What you say?
That's a word. That's real.
Basic managerial.
That's real.
Standard. I just don't like the way he
checks
said
out.
Managerial.
I just
it
hey,
checks out.
If you don't say it with the arms,
so I don't
it
like
won't come out right.
It doesn't matter. You gotta
swim with it.
Because once you're at managerial level, communication becomes more than words.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? You gotta.
That's real. Though.
That's real. That's real. Now I'm communicating.
Because you're looking at his hands.
You gotta stand in the power. People who speak powerfully with power, they hold their hands like this, right?
So if we're going to go on that level, it's definitely a way to communicate
gestures.
Non-verbally.
Yeah.
Gestures.
While you're speaking. Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
They'll hit you like Japan. They'll hit you with like who walks in the room last.
They'll hit you how?
Like, like straight up who walks in the room last.
Now, be careful.
And like who's sitting next to who? There's a whole structure to that. Like who's sitting next to who? Like if you're at the end of the table, like at the end of the group, you're not.
You got there late.
You're not. No, you're just not that guy.
You're not high rank.
You're not that guy. But you're sitting and there's, you know what I mean.
I'll sit your pussy down back there.
Yeah, you
down
sit over there.
Yeah,
you're over there. Yeah,
you got a $200 ticket seat for the Beyonce concert.
Look, you're in range of getting pointed at if you're over there.
I still think that guy got there late.
You're in range of getting pointed at because
if you got there early, you don't take that seat.
That guy spent $200 for a Beyonce ticket.
He doesn't get that seat though. He's in range of getting pointed at because he's over there. That's why he sits over there.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Just in my in my way of life, if I even thought I was that guy, if I thought I was that guy, guess what
that
I'm
guy.
Gonna do?
You're not that guy.
I am not that guy. So I'm not that guy. But if I thought I was that guy, Guess what I do?
What'd you
I get
do?
There early. And I sit in the spot I want to sit
but
at.
But there's still structure. You can't just sit in that spot.
I'll die for this.
They're going to chop your fucking neck.
Whoa.
They're going to chop your neck.
Whoa. You'll die for this?
Why? What?
They're going to chop your neck.
I don't want to sit over spot. There.
You're not getting pointed at.
I know the consequences of that.
You're not getting pointed at.
You're going to go Rosa Parks for the seat, man.
He's not getting
pointed. I not sit there. Me, my team?
You're going to set the nation on fire?
I'm going to take this to a flagrant two immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of not that guy, Bud Light.
Oh.
What happened?
Wait,
you don't know?
Wait, time out.
What happened?
I just had a Bud Light tonight.
Bud Light?
There's a whole thing about that.
I just had a Bud Light
that.
Tonight.
Bud Light has sponsored
Dodger.
A transgender
person.
So does that make drinking
they put them
then?
On the
so does
they
that
put
make,
them on a can, didn't they?
They put this person on a can. Yes.
Who?
He.
I'm not playing pronoun games because I'm
Dylan.
I'm not that guy.
Dylan.
He.
Dylan.
He.
Hang on, I got you. Dylan Mulvaney.
Yeah.
He.
For what?
For the can, bro. For the can.
No, when no. You, what did Dylan Mulvaney do?
And they sponsored by Nike.
They sponsor and they're sponsored.
What did Dylan Mulvaney do?
Transitioned for a year.
Oh.
Yeah, they've been transitioned for a year, and they haven't had the surgery.
Oh.
So does that change when they drink
just
out the?
Just do it.
Ooh,
that's fire.
Hey, that's fire.
Hey, this is what I want to, and this is
like
a real,
the Coors can.
Yeah, so now it's kind of hard to drink out the
this
out
is
the
not,
bottle now.
This is not a biased question.
But why do you want to see?
Maybe
it, on
it
the,
is
on the
a biased question. Maybe it's a biased question.
It's we're already flagrant too. I can take you out of the game with me.
We already.
Coming with me.
I just want to know.
You get off the bench. You're leaving.
I just want to know what the people who are. 100. I just want to know what the people that are backing all of this are. We is anybody thinking about the future?
What you mean?
Are
we thinking about the future?
Can I answer your question?
Teach them wealth and let them lead the way.
Right. Can I answer your question though? They are very much so, and I mean that in a sense of there are steps to this. That's one of the steps. What he just said, that's one of the steps.
Yeah.
Step number one, I got it wrote down. I came prepared today.
You came prepared with this shit.
I did. I'm glad you said that, three, because I needed that. Step number one, it's simple, the agenda. So basically the reason why this happened with Nike, and I could probably say the same for Bud, is this. So Let's say you're Budweiser, right?
We're that score.
I'm going there. TG, play an act one with me, okay? Pause. Like real talk. This act one. All right, you're Bud, right? You're
so
Bud.
He's,
you're
so
worth
he's
billions.
The trans?
You're worth billions, right?
Oh.
You're worth billions. All right, I'm coming to your office. I'm here. We're having a conversation. And I say, hey, we've got a score here that shows your level of diversity.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's ranked from 1 to 100. We're going to review you. Okay. And you came up with a healthy 40.
Yeah.
That's not looking good, TG, for you.
We need something different.
I mean, Apple's at 79.
Right. You're at a healthy 40.
Anheuser-Busch.
For your demographic of who purchases, who works, all of this, you're at a healthy 40. We've reviewed it all. Now,
you gotta pump it up.
Now, here's the thing. This is the good news. This is the good news, though, TG. It's the good news.
He be in them rooms.
I can
know
get
what
you.
About.
I can get you out of the 40 range and get you in the high 70s. Get you in the high 70s because the 70s look good.
Mm-hmm. Apple's doing it.
Apple's doing it.
Because
Disney's
if you
doing it.
Stay in the 40s,
because
if,
go ahead, tell them. Can you please
then
explain
you will
to them?
Lose your tax deferment. Benefit credit of $1 trillion.
Money. If you stay in the 40s,
money.
Now, TG Bud, yes. TG Bud, he's explained this to you, right? You understand everything's explained to you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's how we get you in the 70s. We have this
banana, and you take it and you stick it in a tailpipe.
Do it now, right now.
Hell no.
Do it in there.
He said a banana, I'm weak.
Hey. Hey. Exactly my point. Exactly my point. They're not thinking about the future. They're not thinking about. No. They are thinking about the future because of the root of all evil, which is the love.
Oh, you haven't heard step two
of
yet.
Of money.
You haven't heard step two.
That was just step one, Slack.
Hey, you haven't heard step two.
That was just step one.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does. It does. It does. It's really important. Look.
Go ahead.
Are you on the train with me? All right, we on the train. All right, so look.
You on a train.
Two bananas.
Two bananas. There's two.
Two.
So the second part is division.
You're not that's on the train, you're on two. The trans.
Division is step number two. So we all have kids, right?
Right.
Okay. What's the strongest and the weakest part of your heart? Your children.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
They're the strongest and the weakest part of your heart. That's just real. For me, that's how I feel, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So when your kid's in school and you ain't watching them because you're not, because they're in school and you're at work, right? Because you are.
Huh.
And I say to your kids, hey, little TG, hey, do you feel like sometimes you don't know whether you're a boy or a girl? Why don't you try on this dress? Yeah. Why don't you salute to this flag over here that's got multiple colors on it?
I know you like the colors.
I know you like the colors. They're pretty colors.
Your dad likes Budweiser.
Your dad likes Budweiser, little TG.
Yep.
He does.
Yep.
And then little TG gets home. Little TG gets home and says, hey, Dad, I want to wear mommy's shoes.
Look what I colored.
Look what I colored.
Yeah.
We all.
And you've been at work for 80 hours this week, so how do you, you're supposed to argue with this. That's your job to argue. Now you're divided. There's a little bit of a division there between you and little TG.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you being irrational.
Yeah.
You're being irrational.
Not just you and TG.
I can't.
Mom's just like, you talk like him, talk to him different.
TG, I cannot believe that you won't let him wear his... He wants to wear his... He's just... Let that baby wear
let
his mama's
D-Wade's
shoes.
Let D-Wade's son walk to your house.
Yes.
Let him wear his mama's let shoes. Let him, TG. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, TG?
Yeah.
Let him look.
What's wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me.
There is.
You're a Christian? God said love.
Absolutely.
Acceptance.
Everyone. Them all.
Absolutely.
He made them in his likeness.
Two bananas.
Three bananas.
I got a third banana. I got a third banana.
Third banana.
Pause.
Whoa. We're getting wild out here.
It was getting wild out here.
Banana Express around here.
So then, there's my personal favorite.
The three bananas.
Pause.
Oh my God.
So the silence of the opposition. So. And this one's real easy. This one's really easy because now that little TG's wearing mama's shoes.
Mm-hmm. I don't like how we keep saying little TG.
I'm just saying, okay.
Well, good thing you don't have a little TG.
You said you was on the train.
Keep going.
Young TG. Is that better?
I don't like young TG.
Hey, I know you don't. So here, now that you've said that.
You're trying to make it resonate.
Now that you've said that, great. So you can't say that, TG. What don't you like? What don't you like about it?
I can say all of it.
You can't say that. You can't say that.
Said it all to Christ.
You can't say that. You can't say that he can't wear his mama's shoes out loud. You can't say that.
We'll kill you.
No, we'll just come for you. We'll come for your money.
Hey, they'll say that's child abuse.
That's child abuse. You can't tell him that. You can't tell her that she can't dress like this.
Do you know what the suicide rate is in that community?
Hmm? But that's my point exactly. We're not thinking about humanity at all.
Bingo.
No, they're not thinking about it the way we're thinking about it.
They're not thinking about humanity at all.
They are. They're thinking about controlling
it.
Sure. But they're not thinking of what it's going to cost.
They are. And they're willing to make you pay for it.
I don't think they are.
They are. And they're willing to make you pay for it.
I don't think they are.
They'll read it down to you.
I think.
They'll read it.
I would agree with Cannon's.
They'll read it down to you.
I get it. I get what you're saying. At the same time, that's a mistake.
Man, that's a mistake
that they'll know when it happens.
Ain't no mistake. You've been given examples of how willing they are to let you be sacrificed.
That's a mistake.
Are you sure that's a mistake?
It is a mistake.
Shit.
Because I don't want to. I do believe this.
Was the Titanic a mistake?
I believe this. Babylon always falls. I believe
no. You believe Babylon always falls?
I do believe that, and that's exactly where you're going. That's exactly where you're going.
And the Titanic was not a mistake.
That's exactly where you're going when you started doing all of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
So when you say to me that they're not looking at the future, and you just said that's how Babylon falls, that's the future exactly that they're looking at, and that's what I'm saying to you.
But I don't think they're not calculating all everything.
Yeah, they are.
I don't think they are.
They got enough resources to do such. They know what they're doing.
I think they know
what they're doing.
I think they do know what they're doing, but I think at the end of the day, none of us actually know what we're doing.
And they use propaganda to twist your mind because they want you to think that they don't know what they think about doing.
I know they know what they think they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that. I don't think.
You're going to get three.
Hey, Babylon always falls. So the dudes who always have run the things, it always would fall.
You ever thought about?
I think if they fall, though, the whole thing falls, and that's the meaning of falling.
What's gonna make it fall?
Because it's not them be replaced. That's not a fall.
Mm-mm.
Does the fall occur when we stand up?
Who?
Society.
I don't think we have the strength to stand up.
I don't think we don't either.
As a whole.
We don't. And the reason why I said it is
we have too many divisions.
Right. The reason why I say that is because they've divided us. They're systematically taking our wealth. They're systematically taking our trust. They're systematically taking our belief in God and a higher power. They're systematically taking our ability to think freely.
We are primed to be struck.
And we're giving it all of that to them. It's not being taken. Make no mistake. It is being given freely.
I mean, just look what the pandemic showed.
Yeah. They'll stay in the house and they'll do what they're told and they'll be happy.
And they'll take their
rations.
Their rations.
Their rations. Cut them checks. Yeah, cut them.
Said we've been had this money put up since 2008.
Right. What?
Cut them checks.
Not what even money? It's not.
Transfer that shit. I said transfer it to their account.
And that's why you can't. So like, that's the thing. It's like that's why you can't. That's why we need to legislate this cryptocurrency type stuff.
Mm.
Because it's with that, you're going back to backing it on. You're backing this work. It's worth something because it's backed by something,
mm-hmm.
not because we say we have 100,000 of these.
Mm-hmm.
So it's invisible money.
Well, that's what the bank is with a green receipt for invisible money. That's really what that is.
Big empty buildings with green paper.
You want to know what shows you that it's all a joke?
And now I don't even have the green paper no more.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's that. So you want to know what shows you that it's really a joke out here? I always look at the bully. When I want to know what the fuck is really what, I look at the bully and what the bully's doing. So the bully would be China and Russia. And they've made a very strong decision that they are no longer effing with our dollars. And other countries are starting to sign on to this same thought process.
Yeah.
So what happens when all our dollars come back and they're worth less?
We got to go to war with them.
BabylonAlwaysFalls.com. .porn. Hey,
hell no.
You gotta put the dot porn on it because it's dirty.
So let me ask y'all this. What was the last highest civilization that you can think of?
Rome.
Okay. What did Rome look like as it as falling?
Damn.
That's an exercise for the listeners. Just think about the last highest civilization or empire.
Nah, I hear turmoil within the government.
The United States.
You still had games going on.
Why was it falling? What did it look like as it was falling?
The same way.
Did the people know that it was falling?
The same way Germany did.
Germany's a good example.
Yeah.
The same way Germany did.
Yeah, Germany would be probably the better.
Yeah.
Because I mean, just recent, but Rome, as far as a civilization,
those are both good examples. One's a Germany's country, more recent.
Yeah. And that's a civilization too. You talking about stretching out, making it harder, pause, getting bigger, but harder to control.
High inflation,
but also the
everything that's happening right now, all of the above.
That's
the frog in the boiling water that don't know it's boiling.
We don't know we're boiling
because that's the part of history that's kind of omitted. We've learned a lot of histories. We learned a lot of civilizations that's fallen, but you don't get those particulars. You don't get that coaching.
You won't get that.
You won't.
Do you know what's more important than us boiling in water right now and not knowing that we're boiling? Trump. That's more important.
That's what they want you. That and the thing we brought up
right before this conversation about the transgender.
That's more important. We talked about that before we talked about this.
Problem.
That's more important.
All righty. This is intentional danger field.